Hi everyone, welcome back to the Hello Hello World podcast. Today's local business love episode, I chat with Annie from Self Care Shop, Wolf and Rebel. We all know and love Wolf and Rebel, located Seminole and Droulard, for epic self care products that are unique and you probably won't find anywhere else. Check them out. I know you'll learn something from Annie in this episode. Grab yourself some water and thanks for listening. Good morning.
Hi, morning.
How are you, Miss Annie?
I'm good.
Good. It's not quite the Monday morning I would have thought for spring. I'm freezing.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's so cold. I didn't know how to dress my kids. Oh my gosh.
I think it's supposed to get warmer like later on this week, but still it's not going to be that great. So
I don't understand, but I'll never understand. And we always question it, even though we're from Windsor and we know this is going to happen. Anyway, I have Annie here from Wolf and Rebel, the coolest self-care shop in the city. In my opinion, it just is so cool and fantastic. And thank you for coming to be on my show today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes. I also have a little one, you know. I bought her the cereal, the store cat t-shirt.
Yes.
Which I have to tell you, Annie, right off the bat, she wears it with cereal on the front.
Yeah, yeah.
So she always wears the cat on the front. She does not think that the cat deserves to be on the back. So I had to tell you that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She's the biggest fan. I get begged to go there all the time. And I'm like, well, you better get your piggy bank out, girl. And she always comes out with it. So I want you to tell me a little bit about like what we can find in your shop at Wolf and Rebel, which is located very close to me conveniently.
Yes.
Seminole and Droulard.
Yeah.
Yeah. What can we find in there?
Honestly, our store is like a little bit of like everything. So we have things from crystals to tarot, to journals, to books, to bath and body stuff, hair accessories. There's so, so, so much.
Mm-hmm. There is. And when you walk in, you don't necessarily think you would find a ton of different product. But when you look around, it is amazing the things that you sell in there.
Yeah.
Now, how do you go about deciding what and who gets the privilege of being showcased in your spot?
I think in the very beginning, it was mostly brands that I had already followed on Instagram. So I already had an idea of like who I wanted to be in the shop. But over time, I did become more selective. It's more of whether the brand's values are aligned with the store, and then also their packaging and their aesthetic also plays a big role in it as well. And also whether or not it's available easily in Windsor is like a huge, huge thing too.
So cool. I love that. That's really cool. You have recently, maybe I'm wrong, maybe it's not so recent, but started doing even small biz pop-ups in your store, right?
Yeah, so we did that pretty much from the start.
Okay.
But then we paused for a little bit because of COVID. Uh-huh. And then we started bringing it back again. And now we're doing it Saturdays and Sundays. But yeah, that was a huge thing for me because I know that's how I started off doing like my stuff with the keychains. Mm-hmm. And I know how much that means to like small businesses for like their income.
Okay, so that's another question I have for you. It started with a keychain, y'all. That's how it started.
Yeah.
tell me, and you were traveling with your family and you started a business in your vehicle? Is that the story I got?
It's okay. We renovated a school bus, like a full-size school bus, and it was like a full-on tiny home. Like it had a shower, a kitchen, bunk beds, like it was really cool. And then I know that we needed money to kind of pay for our way on the road. So it needed to be something small and easily able to like pop up and like shut down kind of thing. So that's how keychains came about. It was really random. I had no intention of it turning into anything just aside from like a source of income for us on the bus. And then it just turned into something way bigger than I thought.
Yeah, a store.
Yeah.
A really cool freaking store, if I can say.
Yeah.
So I need to ask a little bit more about that. About that. So it's you were stamping keychains, and then were you selling them on Etsy or something?
I had my own website. So before we went on the bus, I was probably open for about a year. So then when we started going on the bus, I kind of did a little mini tour around Canada and did markets and pop-ups in other people's stores. And it was really cool because the people that bought the keychain, like I was able to meet them all over. And Winnipeg was actually like the most popular for the keychains, which was, yeah, it was really crazy. A lot of people that came to the market, they showed me like a full thing of like keychains on their keys and like all of our like bracelets and stuff. It was like really crazy.
Wow. And did
Yeah.
you go by the name Wolf and Rebel at that point too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it's always been
Yeah.
that name. And what I ask all my people that I talk to, why the name? What's the significance of Wolf and Rebel?
Originally there was no significance. I just liked the way it sounded.
Oh, okay.
And then actually it started to develop into like I kind of understood why I was drawn to like the wolf and the rebel. And I like to say that the wolf represents like the community of the pack, the people that stand behind you. And then the rebel represents like you individually and like your values and like your motivation and drive.
So cool. I love that. Talk about Rebel. You've kind of shown face a little more recently on your reels, and they're hilarious.
Thank you.
For anyone who's gone into Annie's store, and like I'm sure you're told this often, you're very calm and not jumping around and saying hi and
No.
screaming and shouting. So, but then to see your reels, it's two different worlds, and I love it. I look
Yeah.
forward to seeing them always.
Thank you.
Check them out if you need a good laugh. Annie will make you laugh on screen, maybe not in person. I
Yeah,
don't
I'm
know,
very much like a quiet introvert, but for some reason on social media, I'm so much more outgoing, and I think it's because I don't have to actually see someone's face.
oh, geez.
Yeah.
Well, it's great. I think I like both sides of you, so
Thank you.
you're doing a good job. Would you say, I know a lot of my vegan friends come to you, to your store. Would you say you have a huge vegan selection? I'm not a vegan, so I don't often look for that, but
Yeah, everything in our store is vegan, even like the
oh.
bath products and stuff like that. It's all vegan.
Okay.
Because I've been vegan for almost 7 years now.
Okay.
So that's a huge thing. That's one of the values that we also look for in like a brand too. It has to be cruelty-free and vegan as well. But yeah, all of our food is vegan.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 'Cause I get my Pop-Tarts and stuff from
Yeah.
there, from Alex's shop. And
Yes.
you also have the greatest selection of prebiotic drinks and
Oh my God,
oh, kombucha. Like, girl. And when you do
yeah.
those taste tests, I bet you all thousands of us are drooling.
Yeah, like that was very important to me because I love like taste testing food. So I was like, I'm sure people are wondering what it tastes like. And I'm pretty honest with it too. There's been
You
times where
are.
like I tried something, I was like, that's gross. And then I like returned it and didn't carry it in the store.
Don't even give anyone else the opportunity. You're like,
No.
screw this, I
No.
hate it. I like the honesty because it's true. I've tasted many things that you've tasted on camera and put on there, and I'm always happy with the stuff,
Oh, I'm glad.
always.
Yay.
And let's talk a little bit about that Wall-O face masks
Yes.
too.
The
If
sheet
you
mask.
Yeah, they're fantastically organized, and it's like overstim for me. I go there, and my daughter and I pick out some. But if you guys want a girl, like a girls' night or a whatever night, with anybody in your family, go and check out this Wall-O face mask. What is on the wall now? You painted something funny.
Let's get sheet faced. I honestly, people don't really notice that.
Love that. Oh, I can't wait to take a picture of my daughter in front of that one.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So, another thing I wanted to talk, you have a great online shop. So if anyone is not, going out in the woods yet or whatever, her online shop is so easy to navigate through and purchase things on. Yeah. Lots of great stuff on there.
Yeah, everything in the store is online. I try to put like every single thing to make sure it's kind of like the same availability for people that aren't in Windsor.
Because based on you've had this company longer than you've had your brick and mortar, so there are people likely from all those markets when you were traveling still following you. How do you've just recently hired staff, so congratulations about
Yay, thank
that.
you.
That's a huge step. I know for the small biz, you're not a small biz, for the local biz, hiring people is a big step. So how's
It
that
was
been?
terrifying. I sat on that like that decision for like 2 months before I actually decided to open up resumes. Because I was so scared. I wasn't sure if I would be like ready to do that or if I could handle that. But it definitely has changed everything. Like I should have done it sooner. Because I remember I was having a conversation when I first opened up the store with Troy from Carrots and Dates. And he's like, hire people as soon as you can so you don't like resent your business. And I was like, I'm fine. Like I love being here. I love my shop. And then I started getting burnt out and I was like, okay, I can see what he meant. And I like sometimes I dreaded coming to the store. And then I was like, I need to hire people. And then it was the best decision ever. They're so great with all the customers and just taking care of the store. Like I couldn't have asked for like better employees.
That's really awesome. I'm sure that the turnout for people wanting to work there was pretty hefty. So it couldn't have been easy choosing.
The interview process was like so awkward for me because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like I don't know what I'm supposed to be asking.
Yeah, well, I think that I was just thinking about this earlier, how and reflecting on how my very first interviews I would do, I still do research on everybody, but not as much. Like there's something to be said about just letting go of how we think we should do things and just kind of doing things the way that we want to. And then I think, well, in turn we get, like you said, great employees and people who respect you. So you have a recently local self-love club? Like, is there a local club that you've done apparel for?
Oh, it's more of like our own merch. So, it's kind of just like the people who really enjoy coming to the shop can like represent our t-shirt as like the local self-love club, 'cause that's kind of our whole thing with the store is that like loving yourself, like no matter how you look or whatever state you're in is like really important. So that's kind of how it like started. Actually, for a while, I didn't know what to call our shop. Like, a lot of people thought of it as like a gift shop, but I was like, I feel like it's way more than that. Like, the community that we have is it's different. And then someone came into the store and they're like, I love everything you have. It's kind of like a self-care shop. And I was like, yeah, it's self-care. Like, that's what we call ourselves now, is just like a self-care, self-love shop.
Well, that it does stand out above the rest of boutiques and shops in the city for sure. I don't necessarily know why, but there's it does for sure. When you walk in this store, guys, you just want to come right back. It's so cool.
I honestly think it's the colors. Like it's just so bright in here and I think it people just like I don't know, they love the colors everywhere.
Well, that's important. I don't know if because you did all that painting yourself, so I don't know if you know a lot about colors and whatnot, because you did a good job of painting it
Thank
happily.
you.
And like we painted our kids' toy room yellow because we read that yellow was a happy color.
Yeah.
So, what is your background, your educational background?
I was in advertising, but I never did anything with it. I just graduated, but like my second year, and I was like, I really don't want this anymore.
Okay.
But I've always been drawn to like business. I've always had businesses throughout my life, I guess. Even when I was younger, I did like a little arts and craft camp with like the kids in my neighborhood, and then I had like a
Oh.
cake business and stuff. Like I've always done something with business.
Okay, so you're an entrepreneur at heart.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. It shows you're doing an excellent job running that shop for
Thank
sure.
you.
What are your goals for Wolf and Rebel? Expanding or, just let us know a little bit about what maybe the future looks like for y'all.
We're actually doing some renovations upstairs, so we're going to be adding something really special. I can't say yet, but something really cool is going to come that's like definitely different than any boutique is offering.
Okay.
But as far as expanding, I have been playing with the idea of moving a shop into London because I really, really love London and the community there as well.
Wow.
But I don't know if that's like way in the future, but that's definitely something I've been thinking about.
Interesting. I do love London too. I really feel way it's a kind of a happy medium, if I can say, between a big, huge city and a little city like Windsor. Yeah, I really enjoyed, especially partying there in my 20s. It was fun. Well, before I let you go, I always put everybody on the spot. This was really fun. Thank you for chatting with me about
Absolutely.
your awesome business. I will see you very soon
Yeah.
because I haven't been in a while. And a few of my friends are doing some pop-ups there in the near future, and I'm looking forward to coming and seeing them.
Awesome.
Can you shout out a few local or one, whatever you need to, local businesses that you think we need to be following?
Yes, I have a couple.
Okay.
Whiskey Jack Boutique.
Yes. Oh,
Love them.
congratulations, guys.
Their new location is gorgeous inside. So pretty. Cafe March 21 for sure. Love them. Cookie Bar is really awesome too. Their food is really unique. Like giant quarter pound cookies. Just Vintage Co. She's really young and she has her own shop and it's all like vintage items, like Tommy Hilfiger and Levi's and stuff, and she's doing really well as well.
Okay. I don't
And
know her.
Art Lab is like one of my favorites too.
Family favorite over here as well. Yeah. Awesome. I love those suggestions. I'll tag all of them in the description of this show. Again, I'm very honored to have had you here with me today. And yeah, I will talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Annie. Bye.
Bye.